Out blazes across the region.
The anticipated winds combined with low humidities and low fuel moistures will keep the fire threat in all of Los Angeles County critical.
LA County Fire Chief Anthony Maroney.
26% of our damage inspections for dwellings have been completed.
That's of the 12,000 structures, homes, and businesses that have either been damaged or destroyed by the fires. The Santa Ana winds are kicking up again today and are expected to be strong throughout the next couple of days through Wednesday night. Donald Trump's inauguration is 1 week from today, and starting tomorrow, many of his cabinet nominees will be on Capitol Hill. There are 14 Senate confirmation hearings beginning this week. More than 30 states are now seeing high rates of COVID, RSV, and the flu. Doctors say one reason is so many people gathering over the holidays. This is ABC News. One of college football stars is now facing charges in Louisiana after a deadly crash.
Investigators say Kyron Lacy was driving a 2023 Dodge Charger down a highway in Lafourche Parish, was weaving through traffic and caused a crash that killed 78-year-old Herman Hall, who's described by attorney Digger Earls as
a great man with a loving family. He leaves behind a wife who unfortunately has debilitating injuries from this accident as well. She was in the car with him.
Lacy sped away but now has surrendered to face charges. The Hall family plans a civil lawsuit as well. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The Supreme Court this morning turning down an appeal from oil and gas companies trying to block lawsuits over climate change. Dozens of state and local governments are taking the companies to court. And avoiding processed foods in your supermarket could mean avoiding almost three quarters of the stuff that's in the store. A new study published in Nature Foods finds 70% of products at Target, Walmart, and Whole Foods qualify as ultra-processed. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Are you suffering from pain in your back or neck? Contact Williams Chiropractic in downtown Boscobel today. Don't turn your back on pain. Dr. Williams is an experienced local chiropractor and knows that every minute in your day is important. And you don't have time to live with pain. And most insurances are accepted. Call 608-375-5100 for Williams Chiropractic in Boscobel.
Hi, this is Michelle, Director of Nursing at Care and Rehab Boscobel. I understand the importance of quality care and resident satisfaction. And with our unique connection to the local hospital, we can offer specialty services without leaving the building.
This is Jessie, Social Services Director. If you have any questions related to short-term rehab or long-term care, call 375-6342.
This is Lana, the Administrator. If you're interested in a rewarding position, we would love to hear from you. Check us out on our Facebook page, Care and Rehab Boscobel, family company.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by WCCU Credit Union, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Gokenauer Insurance, PMI Windows, Simpson's Tractor, TC Autoworks, Stafford Funeral Home, Center Pharmacy, Allied Ready Mix, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, Advanced Contracting Solutions, The People's Community Bank, Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, and Southwest Technical College. And now, stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 9 degrees in Richland Center at 12:04. Our forecast calls for partly cloudy skies, breezy and cold with a high of 15, west winds 10 to 16 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy and very cold with a low of 1 below, and tomorrow, partly cloudy to sunny and still brisk with a high of 14. In Richland Center, with east-northeast winds at 8 miles per hour, it's 9 degrees with wind chill of 1 below.
Are you looking for a local concrete contractor you can trust? It's a pleasure to recommend Advanced Contracting Solutions. Bailey and his team can handle any project from concrete foundations to flat work to retaining walls and everything in between, including snow plowing for commercial or residential. You can trust accurate estimates and excellent workmanship, which makes happy repeat customers. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 and discuss your projects. Advanced Contracting Solutions is booking projects for 2025. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 475-3973.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Becoming a member of WCCU Credit Union is easier than ever. With our robust and secure online banking, you can open your account from anywhere, anytime. Simply visit us at wccucreditunion.coop and select Join Us. Confirm your eligibility and choose the accounts you'd like to open. Already have a WCCU account but want to add a checking, savings, or apply for a loan? You can do that online, too. To compare our rates, services, and even open up accounts, visit us today at wccucreditunion.coop. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Good afternoon. It's 9 degrees in Richland Center at 12:07. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Wind chills are wicked today. Be sure to cover all exposed skin. Frostbite can happen in as little as 30 minutes. Frostbite symptoms can include pain, numbness, swelling, blisters, and skin discoloration. It's most common on your fingers, toes, nose, and ears. It may lead to permanent irreversible tissue damage. Limit your time outdoors and warm up your body often. If you believe that you have frostbite, go inside and seek shelter. Never rub it warm. You'll damage the freezing cells even further. Frostbite symptoms appear in three stages that include feeling cold, sore, and painful, which is frost nip. Then pins and needles, which is a surface frostbite. Lastly, numbness indicates a deep frostbite. If you're cold, your animals are too. Just like people, pets' cold tolerance can vary from pet to pet based on their coat, body fat, activity level, and health. So be aware and adjust accordingly. You may need to shorten your dog's walks in frigid temperatures. And short-haired pets and short-legged pets may also become colder faster because their bellies and bodies are more likely to come into contact with the snow-covered ground. Pets with diabetes, heart disease, kidney disease, and hormonal imbalances may also have a harder time regulating their body temperatures. The same goes for very young and very old animals. Some things you can do is provide choices or stay inside. Play dress up and consider a dog sweater or coat, and always check their paws. They could crack or bleed from stepping on ice and are also prone to frostbite, just like us. So if your pet is whining, shivering, seems anxious, slows down or stops moving, or they seem weak and start looking for warm places to burrow, get them back inside quickly because they are showing signs of hypothermia. If you have frozen chicken and cheese taquito products in your freezer from Aldi, you'll want to check the package. There's a recall on Casa Mamita chicken and cheese taquitos produced on July 3rd and September 25th. Over 24,000 pounds of taquito products are being recalled. They have Best Buy dates of 7/3/25 and 9/25/25 on the bottom panel. A consumer found a piece of metal in the chicken and cheese taquito, and another person reported a dental injury from the product. If you have these in your freezer, you should throw them out or return them to the Aldi where you purchased them. The man arrested and charged in the deaths of three people in New Lisbon has a $5 million bond set in the case during an appearance Friday afternoon in a Juneau County courtroom. Judge Stacey A. Smith ruled the large bond was appropriate for Virgil Thu after hearing comments from Juneau County District Attorney Kenneth Hamm. Originally charged with three counts of first-degree intentional homicide in the deaths of Elizabeth Kolba and two juvenile females, ages 12 and 13, WXOW says more charges were filed against through Friday. They included three counts of hiding a corpse, possession of a firearm by a felon, taking and driving a vehicle without owner's consent, and resisting or obstructing an officer. During his comments, Hamm asked for the high cash bond after detailing what Thu did during the 12 days after the homicides and before his arrest. Hamm said that Thu admitted to law enforcement after his arrest on Thursday that he tried to hide his crimes as well as try to elude law enforcement. Hamm told the court that Thu stuck to rural areas and also took a car in an effort to get away. A Juneau County Sheriff's deputy arrested Thu in Elroy early Thursday afternoon after someone called the sheriff's office to report a suspicious person. Thu returns to court on February 13th. A fight over the upcoming state budget is already looming in the legislature. Speaking to WISN's Upfront, Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemieux says his Republican colleagues will be tossing out much of Democratic Governor Tony Evers' budget proposal.
All of his policy issues that he's already talking about, we'll pull out all the policy issues right away. It's a budget. It's not a policy vision for the governor.
Lemieux says Republican leadership is planning to send along a separate tax cut bill before getting into budget proceedings, and that Republicans aren't going to honor a request to fully fund the UW system.
I mean, outside of Madison and maybe one or two other campuses, enrollment's declining. So I'm not sure why it makes sense to continue to put more and more money into a system that's in decline.
Democratic Governor Tony Evers has broad veto discretion over budget bills, and this could be a way to force the issue of what to do with billions of dollars in tax surplus before he's allowed to use his veto pen on the budget. Governor Tony Evers, chair of the Wisconsin State Building Commission, has announced the commission approved a comprehensive budget adjustment for various University of Wisconsin system projects and authority to construct two important projects. The commission's approval of key projects Friday comes as Republican lawmakers on the commission last month delayed reallocating over $70 million made available to other projects the commission previously approved coming in under budget toward critical UW system building projects that were likewise already approved by the commission. The commission approved reallocating funding to support $29 million for an expanded UW-Madison engineering building to address critical infrastructure and facility needs, expand enrollment, degrees, and program offerings, modernize classrooms and instructional and research laboratories, and to support its goal of increasing student enrollment by 1,000 in the engineering program. $10.5 million for the Winther Hall, Heidi Hall entry additions and renovations at UW-Whitewater to resolve infrastructure deficiencies and improve instructional and departmental spaces throughout the facility. $5.4 million for the completion of Heritage Hall at UW-Stout, creating a new unified home for the College of Arts and Human Sciences by consolidating and co-locating spaces across several facilities. And a small project funding release to help address the backlog of maintenance and repair projects across the state. Wisconsin gets a C for its gun laws. That's according to the Giffords Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence. But the balance of the legislature is changing, and some advocates hope gun laws get more attention. Civic Media's Lisa Hale reports.
The Giffords Law Center compares a state's gun laws with that state's deadly outcomes. And according to Lindsay Nichols from the center, they find the same results every time. The stronger the state's gun laws, the lower the death rate. And the weaker the laws, the more people who die.
We know that these gun laws work, and there really is no reason why legislators shouldn't be taking action to prevent these tragedies.
While Wisconsin has enacted basic gun safety laws, she notes that the state could also pass bans on assault weapons or high-capacity magazines or lengthen the waiting time for a firearms purchase. She says the state could also benefit from red flag laws. Despite public pressure for new gun safety laws in 2020, Wisconsin has not passed any significant gun legislation in years. Democrats have tried unsuccessfully to introduce at least 30 gun safety measures since 2019.
Average gasoline prices in Wisconsin have fallen 3.9 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $2.79 a gallon today, according to Gas Buddy's survey of 3,112 stations in Wisconsin. Prices in Wisconsin are 0.8 cents per gallon higher than a month ago and stand 3.2 cents per gallon higher than a year ago. According to Gas Buddy price reports, the cheapest station in Wisconsin was priced at $2.54 a gallon yesterday, while the most expensive was $3.19 a gallon, a difference of 65 cents per gallon. The national average price of gasoline has fallen 1.1 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $3.02 a gallon today. The national average is up 0.9 cents per gallon from a month ago and stands 3.2 cents per gallon lower than a year ago, according to Gas Buddy data compiled from more than 11 million weekly price reports covering over 150,000 gas stations across the country. The national average price of diesel has increased 3.7 cents in the last week and stands at $3.52 per gallon. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said, quote, "While gas prices haven't shifted significantly yet, oil prices have climbed to their highest level since October, driven by President Biden's new sanctions on so-called dark vessels, which have slowed countries like Iran's ability to sell oil. This could soon lead to more noticeable increases in gas prices. Seasonally weak demand may help soften the impact of any increases for now, but with refinery maintenance season just weeks away, when refiners typically reduce gasoline production, motorists should be prepared for the spring rally to kick off." A new recycling practice may explain why the amount of collected materials dropped by nearly 7,000 tons between 2013 and 2022 in Wisconsin. Wisconsin Policy Forum Senior Research Associate Tyler Brins says it's called lightweighting. Companies have shifted to using less materials to package their products, which leads to less waste in the system. Brins says a plastic water bottle today weighs nearly 40% less than one from 10 years ago. The barricades are back out along roads on the Lac du Flambeau Reservation. WAOW-TV in Wausau reports tribal leaders are preparing to block off roads on their reservation in under a week if the town of Lac du Flambeau doesn't pay easement fees on the roads. The tribe is giving the town until Thursday to get current. Those roads cross tribal lands to get to private homes of non-tribal members, and the companies in charge of those properties stopped paying easements decades ago. A spokesperson for the tribe says Thursday will be the end of a 90-day warning of non-payment. It is a sunny 10 degrees in Richland Center at 1218. Winter months can have an effect on SAD. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Hi, I'm Laura from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Our dedicated team is here to ensure that your banking experience is refreshingly simple. We've invested in the tools and technology necessary to enable you to do your banking on your terms. From agriculture and business loans to checking and savings accounts, we're sure to have the right banking solutions to fit your needs. That's what we call Simply Good Banking. Stop by to see us at any of our six area locations today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
Start the year off right. Cozy up and save big at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. From January 6th through January 17th, get 10% off all mattresses and make your home the coziest place to be this winter. Whether you're upgrading for better sleep or just need a fresh start, we've got the perfect mattress waiting for you. But don't wait. This sale ends January 17th. Stop by A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in Richland Center today and start sleeping better tonight. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where comfort meets community.
It's time to roll up your sleeves and get your shots. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Viking Pharmacy, and Community Pharmacy are now scheduling flu and COVID shots. Protect yourself and your loved ones by getting these essential vaccines. It's quick, easy, and the best way to keep those pesky bugs at bay. Go online to ramchealth.com to schedule your appointment. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
It's 10 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:20. With long winters in Wisconsin, it's not uncommon to hibernate and feel down. The American Psychiatric Association says that about 5% of Americans experience a form of depression known as seasonal affect disorder, called SAD. People with SAD tend to have feelings of hopelessness and decreased motivation to take part in activities that they usually enjoy. Even those who don't technically meet the threshold for this disorder may see spikes in anxiety and depressive symptoms. In fact, some scientists suggest more than 40% of Americans have these SAD symptoms to some degree in the winter. Just like some animals in a state of dormancy to survive the harsh winters, there are similarities with us. SAD may have its roots in ways we've adapted to save energy at a time of year when food was scarce. We typically gain weight. Research says that diets are at their worst in the cold months, generally slap on an additional 1 to 3 pounds. This sounds just like animals saving up for food to store as fat for hibernation. Our bodies slow down. We tend to stay inside more, which leaves hardly any exposure to sunlight, bringing our bodies lower levels of serotonin, which plays a key role in our moods. So take that walk outside on sunny days, or experts say to invest in light therapy. Using a serotonin bulb is believed to regulate feelings of happiness and anxiety. The impact of social media on our children and adolescents is difficult to measure, and there are growing concerns about mental health risk. Sarah Young is a psychiatrist with Gunderson Health System.
We typically are finding that it depends a lot on the kind of feedback that a person is getting through social media, whether that has a positive impact on their mental health or a negative impact on their mental health. So if they are using social media to make social connections in a way that is might be difficult for them in person, that can be a very positive thing. Or finding people who understand some of the struggles that they're having or have similar interests, that can be very positive. Or if they're getting positive feedback from people, say they post some art that they did and they get lots of compliments on that, that's a big ego boost. But if they are finding that those interactions online are negative, they're not getting the attention that they were hoping for, they're getting negative attention, then we see that having a really negative impact. The other thing that we see a lot in terms of negatives from social media is that comparison of my life versus everyone else's life. And everyone's putting their shiniest picture of their life online, not the boring things or the bad things. And so when they compare their entire life and all the positives and negatives with someone's shiny vacation photos, it's really easy to think that everyone else's life is better than mine, or they're having more fun than I'm having, or they have more friends than I have, when that is often just a perception.
She adds that it isn't necessarily a crisis because it has some potential benefits, but
left unchecked, it could certainly become a crisis within individual families just based on exposure that kids might have to content or people that their parents might not approve of, or ways that kids might be sharing information that parents really need to be aware of in terms of their own mental health or their interests or other activities that they're doing. The internet is full of things that look very real and correct that are absolutely not factual. And so it's very important that parents are aware of what their kids are accessing and how that's impacting their education, their beliefs, things that they think are true around, you know, their own health or sexual health. Those are things that we certainly don't want them finding misinformation online and assuming those things are true with great consequences.
Socialization among teens has changed over the years.
We're certainly seeing that they are far less interested in the same hanging out in person and engaging in the same way that teens used to. A lot of times when they're hanging out together, there's still a lot of phone time that's happening, as opposed to, you know, pre-smartphones when kids had to just hang out and talk to each other. So we certainly have some concerns around the communication impact and the social impact in terms of the intensity of relationships that people are having because they're not getting to know each other in the same way that they previously would have. That said, you can form some really strong relationships online as well. So it's not that they're not forming those social relationships. They just look different, and we're not entirely sure what to make of that.
Health professionals agree parents need to be involved.
Ideally, parents are involved straight out of the gate, setting expectations for what that use looks like and what the oversight is going to look like. If that didn't happen, I think it's completely fair for parents to say, okay, we might have mishandled this to start with. Here's how things are going to look moving forward. And we certainly don't want to take a one-size-fits-all approach with that either. If your child is being very responsible in their use of social media, then we don't have to breathe down their neck and read every single message that they send. But it's like any trust situation where that trust is earned, and if that trust is broken, then we need to back things off and re-earn that trust again.
Sarah Young says it is important for youth to understand that social media is an important and effective tool, but not the only tool. It is important to be able to have in-person interactions and communication. The enrollment period for affordable health care coverage is open. Melissa Kay reports.
Wisconsinites statewide can sign up for health insurance now through January 15th. The open enrollment period began on November 1st and extends through January 15th, 2025. More than 250,000 people in Wisconsin signed up for health insurance during the last open enrollment period. Signed into law in 2010, the Affordable Care Act ensures people can access health insurance without lifetime limits and protects the coverage of people who have pre-existing conditions. Another key provision of the ACA, authored by Senator Baldwin, allows young people to stay on their parents' insurance until the age of 26.
A recent study by the American Journal of Medicine found that alcohol-related deaths more than tripled in Wisconsin between 1999 and 2020. According to the report, there were 356 alcohol-related deaths in the state in 1999, but nearly 1,100 in 2020. Those numbers include both short-term causes, like alcohol poisoning, and long-term conditions, like liver diseases. Alcohol-related deaths across the entire country doubled over the same span, showing the Midwest and Wisconsin specifically outpacing the rest of the country. Ithaca School District's 4K screening for the 2025-26 school year is coming up soon. The screening is a great opportunity to prepare your young child for the start of their education. Brittany Penfield is the 4K teacher at Ithaca Elementary.
For screening, we're looking for children who will be 3 or 4 before September 1st, 2025. 4K is not required, but it's really a great start and kind of the whole purpose of 4K screening. And we like to call it 4K and developmental screening since we are screening 3-year-olds as well. It's a really good opportunity to see if there's any concerns or anything like needs that could be met. And we could kind of get the ball rolling on that, such as speech and language, any cognitive delays or things like that. And we really make sure to check over the whole child. We use a screener that's called the ASQ3, and it focuses on 5 different developmental domains like cognitive, fine motor, gross motor, personal social, problem solving skills. And then when they're in, we get to also assess their health with the school nurse, and we get their vision checked and their hearing checked usually. We're looking at the whole child to make sure they're off and ready to start school and have that success.
You can choose from one of the 2 days available for the screening. Jenna Whipperfirth is the early childhood elementary special education teacher for Ithaca Schools.
We are holding our screening on Thursday, January 23rd and Friday, January 24th. For some reason, if there's an inclement weather day, we'll make that up on Friday, January 31st with the same appointment times that were originally scheduled. Our screening appointment times take about an hour and a half, so parents will sign up for a time and Mrs. Newkirk spends time with parents during that time, and then Mrs. Penfield and myself are actually working with the students. When I say working, I mean playing, just getting to know them and looking through those developmental domains just to kind of see where the kids are at.
There will be various activities to help them learn more about the child being screened.
We will take the students into the 4K classroom to, like I said, play with them. They will be building with blocks. They'll be using markers, coloring pictures, coloring things. There's lots of toys and things that they get to use in the 4K classroom as well. Reading books, those kinds of things. It's very important to read to your kids at home. So just kind of having that experience with those books and things is really important as well.
To schedule a screening time, Brittany Penfield says that you must register in advance.
So if you're interested, and this includes children within the district, children outside of the district, it's a good chance for anyone who would like their child to attend Ithaca Schools to sign up. And you can do that by going to the Ithaca Public Schools Facebook page. We have a post that's pinned at the top of the page where there are two links. So it's a two-step process. One of the links takes you to a registration form that you will fill out. It's pretty brief, just giving some general information about your child and how to get a hold of you and send you materials. The second is a sign up Genius link where they'll actually sign up for the appointment slot that you'll bring your child in for.
Ithaca School District's 4K screening times will be held from 8 until 3 on both Thursday, January 23rd and Friday, January 24th at the Ithaca Elementary School. If you have any questions, you can contact Brittany Penfield by calling 608-585-2311, extension 513, or by email at brittany.penfield@ithaca.k12.wi.us. What if you were the only one in your family to never bag a deer? That's the fate that has befallen Reuben Sody of the Sody clan, who lives in the UP. Will this deer hunting season be the one to change his luck, or is he somehow cursed? Escanaba in the Moonlight is a down-home comedy written by Jeff Daniels of Dumb and Dumber fame. Daniels grew up in Michigan and understands youpers, line and kugels, UFOs, cards, backwoods, whiskey, and possession of native spirits. His stage play was made into a movie starring himself in 2001. The Community Players of Southwest Wisconsin will be holding auditions for the comedy on Tuesday, January 21st and Wednesday, January 22nd at 6:30 in the Richland Center City Auditorium. Director Andrew Sharp says they will need 5 men and 1 woman to complete the cast. No acting experience is necessary and everyone is welcome. No singing or dancing is required. Performances will be March 14th, 15th, and 16th in the Richland Center City Auditorium. Behind-the-scenes people are also needed, especially anyone who can help build a set. For questions or more information, email communityplayerssswi@gmail.com or call 608-538-3848. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection reminds Wisconsin dairy processors to apply for the next round of dairy processor grants through January 17th. A total of $200,000 is available for this round of dairy processor grants as part of the biennial budget signed by Governor Evers. Eligible applicants must operate a licensed dairy processing plant in Wisconsin that is engaged in pasteurizing, processing, or manufacturing milk or dairy products. Funding from these grants can be used to address a wide range of dairy business needs, such as food safety, staff training, plant expansion, or modernization, and professional consulting services. Grants will be awarded for projects up to $50,000 and 2 years in duration. Processors must provide a match of 20% of the grant amount. More information and the grant application are available at datcp.wi.gov/pages/agdevelopment/dairyprocessorgrants.aspx. Applications must be submitted to datcp.dadgrants@wisconsin.gov. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is hosting a free fishing weekend Saturday and Sunday to share the fun and excitement of winter fishing. During free fishing weekend, anglers of all ages Can wet a line in any Wisconsin waters open to fishing without a fishing license, trout stamp, or salmon stamp. All other 2024-25 hook and line regulations, including bag limits, size limits, and species restrictions, remain in effect. While most trout streams are open during the catch and release season on free fishing weekend, there are trout streams, spring ponds, and lakes that are closed to fishing. Please review the trout regulations or check with your local biologist if you have questions about specific waters. For trout streams that are open, only artificial lures are allowed, and anglers must release all trout caught. If you plan to keep fish, review the DNR's safe eating guidelines to stay informed of potential consumption advisories impacting some water bodies throughout the state. Today's winner of $25 in the Crime Stoppers calendar raffle is William Butteris of Lone Rock on ticket number 220. It's 9 sunny degrees in Richland Center at 12:35. Today's vital statistics are next.
Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric care about your complete home comfort. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric provide outstanding care by offering Lennox products, recognized as the number one comfort company in North America. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric has been keeping folks warm and cool for years, offering a superior product line of furnaces, air conditioners, and tankless water heaters. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call 608-604-5743.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
There is something wrong with our water. We have no pressure.
No problem. Here comes Larry Ferguson from Advanced Pump and Well Solutions. He'll get us up and running in no time.
Where is his toolbox? Doesn't he need a pipe wrench? What is he pulling out of that gunny sack?
It's his trumpet. Watch this.
Wow. He primed the pump and got the water flowing with his trumpet?
Whatever it takes. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center is up to the challenge 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Call them at 608-649-4488.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
It's 9 degrees in Richland Center on this Monday, January 13th. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. John K. Beatty, 77 of Dodgeville, died Wednesday at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 2 to 4 at Duke's Brew Pub in Dodgeville. In lieu of flowers, a memorial fund will be established. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family. John Beatty is survived by his mother, Shirley Beatty of Boscobel, sister Jean Roth and Ed Edwards of Boscobel, a nephew, two great-nephews, along with other relatives and friends. John K. Beatty, 77, of Dodgeville.
Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center has been a Gale dealer for as long as most can remember, including the day when the first Gale skid loader arrived on the lot. Today, the next revolution of versatile Gale skid loaders is designed to meet the demanding needs of contractors, municipalities, landscapers, dairies, and agricultural operations. Get the full story on a work-saving, productivity-improving, dependable Gale skid loader at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. Be sure to ask about special incentives available to help put a Gale skid loader or mini backhoe to work for you today.
Hi, this is Kendra Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin.
Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Reducing the risk of illness is easy with a visit to Center Pharmacy or Boscobel Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacy are your vaccination headquarters for the flu, pneumonia, and shingles. No appointment needed. The helpful staff will have you in and out in no time, often at no charge with qualifying insurance or Medicare. Don't wait. Get protected today at Center Pharmacy on Orange Street or Boscobel Pharmacy in downtown Boscobel. The Shingrix vaccine is in stock, proven to be 90% effective for the prevention of shingles.
And a birthday wishes go out today to John and Joyce Tennant. Best wishes to you from your friends at Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, working hard to be sure every customer is treated correctly the first time.
Hope you're having a great Monday, everybody. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher with your weather update on WRCO. Frigid Arctic air continues to roll down across the upper Midwest. Our temperatures running a good 10 degrees below normal. This current cold snap will just last about 2 days. Then mild Pacific air will flow back in by late Wednesday and Thursday. Stick around through Friday. Temperatures could be 10 or 12 degrees above normal for the end of the week. No major storms in sight. Looks like most of the activity over the next couple of days will skirt by to the north and east of us. There'll be some snow showers, of course, around the Great Lakes from Lake Effect. Now, we will have a stronger cold front march through by Friday night. That'll pick up moisture from the south and could produce a widespread swath of rain and snow off to the south and east of Wisconsin Friday night into Saturday. Current data has that missing us. But what won't miss us is another blast of cold air coming in for the upcoming weekend. For the rest of today, though, look for sunshine, a partly cloudy skies, high near 13 degrees, northwest to west wind 8 to 16 miles an hour. Partly cloudy tonight, dropping down to 1 below zero, wind chill factors around 15 to 20 below. Slight chance of snow flurries in the evening. Tomorrow should be partly cloudy to sunny and still brisk with a high of 14, northwest wind around 10. For Wednesday, sunny or partly cloudy, turning seasonal, low 1 below 0 with a high of 24. Thursday, a nice day with partly sunny skies, low 17, high at 38. Friday, partly or mostly cloudy, even warmer, low in the mid-20s with a high of 42. Saturday, partly cloudy and colder, low 18 degrees, with highs in the mid-20s. And by Sunday, partly cloudy, very cold, low 3 degrees with a high near 11. You stay warm out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
It's currently a sunny 9 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 28, our low this morning was 1 below. Our high so far today, 10 degrees. The record high for this date was set in 1961 at 52. The record low, 22 below, was set in 1916. Last year's high was 27 with a low of 2 below. Sunset today will be at 4:49, with sunrise tomorrow at 7:32. Currently in Richland Center, we have easterly winds at 7 to 8 miles per hour. The barometer is up to 30.10. And our temperature again is 9 degrees and sunny skies, but with a wind chill, making it feel more like 2 below.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, committed to promoting growth and development in the communities throughout the area. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
The plan to have broadband access everywhere is moving very slowly, as you'll hear today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Farmers know that livestock can be temperamental at times. Even animals that have never been a problem before can act up. And in a head-to-head, the 600-pound steer or mama sow will hold the advantage. Be watchful and know how to reach a safe spot fast if you have to. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Ideally, everyone in the country is going to have broadband access, just not as quickly as we'd hoped. When the Broadband Equity Access and Deployment Program was approved in late 2021, $42 billion was earmarked to help get projects going. 3 years later, not one project has physically started. Tom Ferry is chairman and CEO of Connected Nation, a nonprofit whose mission is to close the digital divide.
I don't think there's anyone in D.C. or across America that doesn't understand for our country to be its best, we can only move at the pace of our slowest connected person. And so we've got to get this resolved. We've got to get this done.
Ferry says states and U.S. territories submitted initial plans for participation, which took about a year. Now they have to turn in final plans, and only one state has so far. Ferry says the slow pace hasn't been a total loss.
I think it's wise to not discount the last several years, just viewing it as unnecessary. I think there's been a big education curve, could have been administered quicker, perhaps. Were there learning curves and discoveries along the way that make us stronger going forward and thus ensuring success? Absolutely.
Tomorrow, the potential impact of a new administration on the pace of broadband development. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This Farm Market Update from WRCO Radio M. Brownfield is sponsored by Aiderers of Plain. For great big savings on household goods, egg supplies, milking equipment, and service, plus friendly small-town convenience, it's Aiderers in Plain.
Promise to push for year-round E15. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. The lead Democrat on the Senate Ag Committee will be pushing for a year-round E15 this year. Amy Klobuchar from Minnesota tells Brownfield language allowing nationwide sales of fuel blended with 15% ethanol all year nearly made it across the finish line at the end of last year. She suggests progress made in the last Congress bodes well for passing year-round E15 legislation in 2025.
We made an agreement with some of the interests that were against year-round E15 so we could get that deal done. And Senator Fisher and I, who are friends, the Republican from Nebraska, and Senator Ernst and others are going to continue to lead to get E15 year-round.
8 Midwestern states can now offer E15 year-round following a petition to the EPA, including Iowa, Minnesota, South Dakota, and Wisconsin. A research veterinarian says there are biosecurity steps dairy farmers should take to keep diseases like avian influenza off the farm. Dr. Keith Paulson with the Wisconsin Veterinary Diagnostic Laboratory says the guideline for testing up to 30 lactating cows before bringing them onto the farm might not be enough to keep H5N1 off the farm.
test all lactating animals before they come on your farm, not just the up to 30. I would test every single lactating animal that's there. There's federal dollars to do that.
Paulson says farms should also have a line of separation to limit the ability of visitors to access cows.
Making sure that you know who's coming on and off farms, and you're requiring sanitizable boots and washing hands and clean clothes coming out of the farm. That's easier said than done. And if a vendor that comes out of the farm doesn't have rubber boots that you can sanitize, give them boot covers.
Paulson says eliminating non-essential traffic improves farm biosecurity.
Does Amazon really need to drop off whatever you need for the farm? Can it go to the home office or the house instead of the parlor? I think if dairies could do that, they would be ahead of the game.
Paulson says most biosecurity steps are simple, but the challenge comes with people adjusting to the change in routine. The executive director of the Soy Transportation Coalition says farmers needed the newly announced longshoremen's labor deal. Mike Steenhoek tells Brownfield keeping the ports open maintains a consistent and reliable supply chain. Steenhoek says when supply chains are disrupted, freight still must move, but it costs more, so farmers and consumers pay the price.
In most cases with agriculture, it gets absorbed by the farmer in the form of a more negative basis. And so farmers are often the ones that are the ones who get penalized.
Steenhoek says when foreign buyers go elsewhere, it's very hard to win those buyers back. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
Consider the big picture of agriculture and the weather outlook with experts Dr. Gary Schnitke and Eric Snodgrass during Compeer Financial's free Crop Insurance Spring Update webinars. Find more details and register at compeer.com. Leave feeling empowered to build a strong risk management plan for whatever the growing season brings. Learn more and register for the January 16th and February 27th webinars at compeer.com.
Have you been to agriamerica.com? What are you waiting for? One site, one app, one stop for 24-hour ag news and podcasts. Ag news from the best reporters and podcasters, plus a steady stream of country hits for free. AgriAmerica, the place for timely, accurate, and dependable ag news. From the cab, to the truck, to the barn, to the kitchen. AgriAmerica is ready to arm you with the knowledge you need as a farmer or rancher. Grab your smartphone and get it today. AgriAmerica.
Hello, this is Chase Heston with Tim's Talk Auction Realty with sales results and upcoming events. Last week, we had a bigger crowd and a good sale. Large squares topped at $185 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Watch for upcoming online-only auctions. We are getting one ready right now. Looking to buy or sell your real estate? Give us a call, 608-723-4020, or go to www.timstalkauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Heston. Have a great day.
If you have building plans, it saves time and money to get what you need in one place. Call the experts serving the area since 1969, Harchi Lumber, along Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg. Chances are you'll find what you need. Harchi Lumber has one of the largest stocks of steel roofing and siding in Wisconsin. Also, a complete line of home and pole building materials, including custom-built prefab wall panels that can be delivered and set up with Harchi's crane truck. For more information, call Harchi Lumber, 608-985-7207.
Direct cash cattle business is quiet and cash hogs are weak at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity is off to a quiet start, typical for a Monday. Bids and asking prices have yet to be established. Significant trade volume will likely be delayed until sometime Thursday or Friday. Last week was a banner week for sales. Northern dress deals range from $315 to $330, mostly $320, $5 higher than the prior week's weighted averages. Southern live deals range from $200 to $202, $4 to $6 higher than the previous week's business. Box beef was mixed at midday with late to moderate demand for moderate offerings. Choice down 52 cents at $332.32, and select was $2.96 higher at $317.10. In Nebraska last week, flyweight steers were sharply higher, with all other weights $6 to $12 higher. Flyweight heifers were $10 higher. Heifers 500 to 800 pounds were $7 to $12 higher. The USDA says demand was very good for the rather large offering of calves and feeders. The feeder cattle market is strong right now, and a lot of barns are reporting producers pulling cattle ahead of when they would normally be marketed. Feeder supply included 62% steers. Medium and large one feeder steers, 550 to 599 pounds, brought $320 to $381. Feeder steers, 600 to 649 pounds, brought $307 to $351.50. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 601 to 649 pounds, brought $268 to $322.50. Cash hogs are lower at midday with fairly light negotiated purchases. Demand for U.S. pork on the global market continues to be strong, which is helping provide support to the market. But domestic demand has been inconsistent, and that creates additional uncertainty. The industry continues to monitor the availability of market-ready hogs and hog weights. Friday's supply and demand report from USDA did show some optimism for hog prices in 2025. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down 36 cents. With a weighted average of $77.62, prices at the regional direct markets were not reported due to confidentiality. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $55. And pork values were higher at midday, up $1.47 at $92.83. Hams, ribs, and picnics were sharply higher. I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News.
Reedsburg Farmers Co-op understands that downtime is costly when you're busy in the field. When you need your auto or truck service, bring it to Reedsburg Farmers Co-op service station for a tune-up, oil change, tires, or transmission flush, along with brakes or exhaust. Do you have a busted hydraulic hose? They can help with that, too. Call Mark at 524-3651 for an appointment. He's ready to keep you on the go. Reedsburg Farmers Co-op is ready to listen and serve any or all of your seed, feed, and service needs. See them today on South Walnut Street, Reedsburg.
Soybeans, corn, and hogs are higher. Cattle are mostly lower. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your commodity market update on Brownfield. When it comes to short stature corn, it all started with Sign. For decades, Sign's been focused on unique hybrids that deliver top yields. Sign invented short stature corn, then perfected it. Sign has yield. Soybeans are up on fund and technical buying. The market continues to watch crop development weather in South America, with Argentina remaining the point of concern. Soybean meal and soybean oil are also supportive. March beans up 17 and a half at 10.42 and three quarters. May beans up 18 and a quarter at 10.56 and a quarter. Corn is up on fund and tactical buy. The market is still seeing post-report gains following Friday's surprising report from the USDA. Corn is also watching crop development weather in South America. March corn's up 4.5 at 4.75. May corn up 5.75 at 4.85 and a quarter. The wheat complex is mostly higher on fund and tactical buying. Weather is expected to moderate a little this week in the plains before moving to colder temps with additional precipitation. The U.S. wheat market's also monitoring export expectations for Russia. In Chicago, March wheat up 11 and 3 quarters at 542 and a half. May wheat up 10 and a half at 554. In Kansas City, March wheat up 7 and a half at 559 and a quarter. And in Minneapolis, March wheat up 6 and 3 quarters at 591. Live and feeder cattle are mostly lower ahead of the week's direct business. Feeders have additional pressure from the higher move in corn. Boxed beef is mixed at midday. February lives down 77 at 198. April lives are down 65 at 198.82. March feeders are down 87 at 268.52. Hogs are up, supported by higher pork values during the session. Midwest butcher hogs are steady, and the National Direct is lower at midday. February lean hogs up 92 at 83.47. April lean hogs up $1.17 at 89.85. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Scavenger hunts. Going from place to place, hunting, searching, scratching your head in frustration. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance Agency, and we think that purchasing insurance shouldn't be a scavenger hunt. Get all the hints you need and a free quote. You can find us at richardsinsure.com.
Investing in new technologies to help reduce food waste. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. China, India, and the United States were the top three countries that contributed to food waste. Food waste undermines the sustainability of food systems because it wastes resources like water, land, energy, and labor. Michigan State University researcher Vanji Alasilha says eventually new technologies like biosensors could help reduce food waste from issues like spoilage bacteria.
If we can anticipate the spoilage bacteria, we can have a product that is that would have less waste going forward, right? So also just even contaminated products, especially if there are products that need to be incinerated. I mean, that's already a big waste. And with so many of our needs for higher population and desire for a healthy lifestyle and so on, we just cannot afford to throw away our food and water or anything that we have from the farm. We need to maximize them, and if we can maximize them, we can maximize basically the provision of nutritious, safe food supply to the people.
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Consider the big picture of agriculture and the weather outlook with experts Dr. Gary Schnitke and Eric Snodgrass during Compeer Financial's free Crop Insurance Spring Update webinars. Find more details and register at compeer.com. Leave feeling empowered to build a strong risk management plan for whatever the growing season brings. Learn more and register for the January 16th and February 27th webinars at compeer.com.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Southern California, just as fire crews are dousing the flames from this past week of wildfires, officials are warning of another round of extreme winds starting tonight. Hurricane-force gusts are expected. At least 24 deaths are blamed on the wildfires this past week. More than a dozen others are still missing. L.A. County Sheriff Robert Luna says fires may be out in some neighborhoods, but he urged residents under evacuation to wait until orders are lifted.
We understand, again, that people want to go back, but it is dangerous to do so, and we will not put anybody's safety at risk.
Authorities say they're investigating the origins of the fires, including possible arson or transmission lines sparking the Eaton fire. Senate lawmakers begin confirmation hearings this week for more than a dozen of President-elect Trump's cabinet picks, including Defense Secretary nominee Pete Hegseth. And a tsunami warning has expired following a 6.9 magnitude earthquake in southwestern Japan. This is ABC News. Health officials are warning about a deadly surge in respiratory illnesses now at high levels across 35 states.
It's being referred to as the winter quademic, an increase in cases of COVID, RSV, stomach viruses, and flu, leading to a spike in emergency room visits. In Chicago, two children under age two have died from the flu so far this year. Last year, there were zero. In Louisiana, parents are rushing kids to the ER with stomach viruses, primarily due to dehydration. Doctors attribute the spike in illnesses to gatherings over the holidays and lower vaccination rates.
ABC's Rihanna Nally. College football star and NFL